This is News Talk.
Well, you certainly won't win any prizes for guessing correctly what's on the front of pretty much all of the newspapers, both Irish and British newspapers this morning. And that is, of course, all of these travel bans across the EU for flights coming from Britain. We'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. And I mean, did we ever think we'd see the day when you would have this ban in place? And I suppose 2020 is the year of the unprecedented. And as the Irish Times says, an unprecedented 48-hour ban on passenger travel from Britain is likely to be extended by the government beyond tomorrow as fears grow over the spread of a more infectious strain of COVID-19. And look, if you're a betting person, you can pretty much guarantee that travel ban ain't going to be lifted at midnight tomorrow. They'll certainly have to get over the Christmas period with this. And the Irish Times tells us that European Union member states will today hold a crisis meeting to coordinate their response to the new variant, which, as we've been hearing, is 70% more transmissible than other strains. It was called after Ireland and other European countries imposed tough restrictions on travel from Britain aimed at stopping the spread of the variant. We move on to the Irish Independent. Christmas nightmare as new COVID strain sparks UK travel ban. And as the Irish Independent tells us this morning, the clampdown on travel comes as ministers here and also senior government officials said they believe the new strain, which spread 70% quicker than the original coronavirus, has already arrived in Ireland. And one senior government source has said four suspected cases of the mutated COVID strain are being tested in Northern Ireland. I mean, when you think about the amount of travel that's gone on, we saw last night Italy has a case of this new strain. It seems to be someone who was in the UK and has returned. They're looking at Northern Ireland to see. Pretty much people are expecting we already have this strain in this country. Certainly that can't be ruled out. Also, the Irish Independent tells us this morning that pubs which do not serve food may not be allowed to reopen until at least March. Obviously, the wet pubs have been closed since the first lockdown in March this year. So pretty much a full year, give or take a couple of weeks, pretty much a full year that the pubs which don't serve food have been closed. Now expected, according to that paper, they won't be allowed to reopen until at least the same month next year. So obviously a very difficult Christmas period ahead for publicans who typically make a lot of their money for the year over the Christmas period. Also moving on to the Irish Examiner, again, travel between Britain and Ireland banned for 48 hours. Extraordinary picture on the front of that newspaper at people queuing at a train station in London, waiting to board the last train to Paris amid concerns that borders will close. And as we've heard, Eamon Ryan, the minister responsible for transport, will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning here to answer a lot of questions on what is exactly going to happen. Also, the Irish Examiner, disgraceful gathering of 800 people. That paper telling us that Gardaí are quite worried about public flouting of COVID-19 regulations after breaking a particularly large gathering of so-called boy racers in Cork on Saturday night. 250 cars, 800 people, little regard for social distancing or mask wearing. And one Garda source is quoted as saying, people think we're doing fine and it's Christmas and the vaccine is coming and everyone is doing their best. But the Garda says not everyone is, as we can see in recent days, a significant proportion of people are not getting the message. And, you know, that guard is right. You have to go onto Instagram and see people sort of nearly licking the face off each other in some pictures. And all these people, I was amazed on Instagram over the weekend, all of these people, you know, sort of saying reunited and it feels so good. And they're all on top of each other hugging. And, you know, that isn't it. Yes, households are allowed to gather indoors, up to three households or whatever. But the idea is that you're not sort of sitting on top of each other and hugging and all of that stuff. And then to publicise it on social media is even more bizarre. Finally, in to do with COVID sort of things, the Irish Daily Mirror has the message from Dr. Tony Houlihan that families here should cancel plans for Christmas Day reunions if they've been out socialising amid fears the mutant variant is already here. Speaking as case numbers jumped to 764, Tony Houlihan warned staying away from older family will protect them. And you know, there's a temptation here. All of the focus is on the travel ban and what's going on with this new strain in the UK. We did have 764 cases on a Sunday evening in this country, so we certainly have our own problems. And it's very interesting to see Tony Houlihan saying stay away from older family if you have been socialising, and also to see Philip Nolan, both two big senior people in NPHET, saying, Philip Nolan tweeted, I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, staying away, you should stay away or look at your Christmas plans again to protect people. You're going to see more and more this week a call from the public health officials for people to change their plans or to certainly reconsider your plans and make sure that they are safe plans indeed. HSE and €700 million panic buy. The Irish Sun has done an investigation into the first wave of the pandemic, and panicked HSE chiefs splashed out more than €700 million on PPE. And the Sun investigation reveals desperate officials were forced to buy from hardware shops, vets, a bin bag company and a phone accessory shop. And one funeral supplier says that the HSE pretty much commandeered all of our stock because the HSE bought all the body bags there for them. Now, what else? We've an interesting piece. It's a full page of the Irish Times looking at house fires in this country. And they have an investigation which shows that nearly 40% of people who died in fires in homes across the state in the past 10 years lived in properties that didn't have smoke alarms. And the true figure could be even higher, as some properties were so badly damaged that the fire brigade couldn't tell if the home had a fire alarm or not. And in all, 277 people died in fires in houses, apartments, mobile homes, bedsits and hostels, with the majority dying alone. Although in some cases there were multiple incidents, but it's a real focus on the lack of smoke alarms in homes where these fires have occurred. And staying with that topic, there's a gorgeous story in the Irish Times this morning, and it's sort of, you know, triumph over adversity and hope. And this is a man called Tom Hill, whose house went up in flames in County Roscommon. And now friends, neighbours and people from around Roscommon town formed a plan to fix up his home in time for Christmas. And so there were skilled builders and tradespeople. They began working on Mr. Hill's home with the aim of getting him back in his own bed by Christmas. And the good news is, after 7 weeks of work, he's now ready to move home for Christmas. And they reckoned that the cost of repairing the house would cost €80,000. And there was a fundraising page and they raised €25,000. So obviously they were short of the 80 grand. However, businesses in Roscommon donated windows, doors, roof sheeting, scaffolding, tiles, shower units, a television and a microwave. And obviously that, on top of all these highly skilled tradespeople coming in and doing the work, meant that they only needed the 25 grand. And they made up the shortfall by all of the supplies and all of the workers giving their time for free. It's a lovely, lovely story, and it's great to hear Tom Hill back at home for Christmas. Now, Anne-Marie Walsh has an interesting story in the Irish Independent that employers are being urged to allow workers extend their Christmas holidays if they've built up a mountain of annual leave. Employers have a legal duty to ensure that their staff avail of a minimum amount of leave each year. And many workers saw annual leave stack up because obviously of lockdown, travel curtailed, and also people weren't able to take 2 weeks off because there was so much going on in their own job. ISMI has said some employers may have to allow a greater carryover into 2021, and employment law solicitor Richard Grogan said a lot of employers may have discouraged workers from taking holidays because they were short staffed. So I suppose the message there is you can't have it both ways. You can't expect your staff to keep on working and not take their holidays and then not allow them to carry it over either. Now, the Irish Independent also has a fascinating piece on how mass is being planned for over Christmas, and they say dedicated booking phone lines, tickets, raffles and online masses are all part of preparations to deliver Christmas services this year. A massive volunteer effort is underway across the country's parishes to ensure that bookings run smoothly and Christmas masses are stewarded safely. This is where you have to get the bouncers in to make sure everyone has their tickets going to mass. Churches can only admit 50 people to public masses, and they can only last 1 hour from the first entrance to the last exit. So priests will obviously have to curtail their Christmas homily a little bit as well. But it's just fascinating. I see also a GAA club has offered its local parish priest the use of its car park, so up to 900 mass goers can go to mass in Termon Fechan in County Louth. And that's a big relief to the priest there, who is panicking, wondering, how do I accommodate all these people who want to come to mass? Now, two final stories for you to do with Christmas. Let's forget about the virus for a minute. I was desperately trying to find some positive news for you this morning in the papers, but there ain't that much of it about. Anyway, it's from the Telegraph. It's a British survey, but you know what? We'll take it this morning. We can think about our own experiences. And it turns out that O Holy Night has been crowned the favourite Christmas carol in a Songs of Praise vote. Viewers of the BBC religious programme were asked to choose their top 10 carols in a UK-wide online poll. If you have a favourite carol, feel free to text me in 53106. O Holy Night, certainly up there for viewers of Songs of Praise. And it's overtaken other popular entries, including Silent Night and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. O Holy Night came out on top, and carol experts say the song's pop-like qualities. I never really thought of A Holy Night as sounding like a pop song, but anyway, that gave it the edge. Choir conductor Karen Gibson said, "It's not really just a Christmas carol. I feel it's that one which is a carol, but also like a pop song." I think the reason A Holy Night wins is that it's got that big crescendo piece in the middle of it. Finally for you, if you're a fan of Baileys, well, you'll be interested to hear that the cows which produce the milk to make your Baileys get very special treatment, particularly at this time of year. This is in the Mail, and a dairy farmer who supplies cream for a festive favourite will be playing moving carols to his herd. Sorry about that pun, I didn't make it, it's in the paper. Anyway, he's playing these carols to his herd this Christmas to reduce his carbon footprint. Now, at other times of the year, Joe Hayden soothes his herd of 180 Baileys ladies with the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Coldplay and The Killers, but this year his playlist includes variations of classic carols such as Angels We Have Heard on High and The First Cowbell. And the County Wicklow farmer has been supplying high-end cream to Baileys since the famous liqueur was launched in 1974, and he's been milking a tip handed down from his mother by using music to relax his Frisian cows for years. But now he says he has the scientific proof that it helps to produce the cream of the crop as well. So you can read more about that in the Irish Daily Mail, and actually several other newspapers this morning too.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.